This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. An MIT professor was arrested this morning on charges he failed to disclose his financial and academic ties to China. The arrest is the latest in an ongoing legal campaign to combat what prosecutors argue is a Chinese plan to drain research from American universities. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us with more now. Who was arrested this morning, Max, and on what charges?
The professor's name is Gong Chen, and he's an engineer focused on nanotechnology. He was for 5 years the chair of MIT's Department of Mechanical Engineering. He was born in China, Lisa, but became a U.S. citizen 20 years ago. And since 2013, his lab at MIT has received about $19 million in grants from federal authorities, the Department of Defense, the Department of Energy, among them. And prosecutors say that at the same time, he was accepting jobs and getting even more grant money from a public university and other parties in China. Now, that wouldn't be a problem, except that they allege that Chen failed to disclose those ties when he was applying for federal grants that he won and that might otherwise have been denied on the grounds that he had a conflict of interest. So the government's broader case is that China is recruiting high-tech researchers working in the United States using money and prestige as a means of growing their own technological capacity. And they're doing so at the expense of American taxpayers. Here's U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling on the matter this morning.
The bottom line is that the Chinese government would rather siphon off U.S. technology instead of doing the work themselves.
Max, there are thousands of Chinese-born students and researchers at colleges just in Greater Boston. Does an arrest like this put a strain on the relationships between those people and the institutions?
I think it may. I think it's also worth looking back on the past decade or two as American higher education came to see China as this, you know, enormous growth area, not just a source of higher-paying students who they might attract to campus, but also as this sort of growing global behemoth that they might partner with. And I think that kind of relationships become a bit more murky or risky. Now, Lelling took pains to note that Chen's arrest and a charge of Charles Lieber, a Harvard-based researcher a year ago on similar charges, that doesn't mean that all academic exchange between the two countries is now suspect.
I think an unfortunate side effect of the China initiative, the umbrella under which we've done these cases, is that it does deter academics from engaging in research collaborations with other countries. This is why we emphasize that the problem is not the collaboration itself. The problem is lying about it.
Lelling also said that his office doesn't see all Chinese or all Chinese-born people at universities as potentially suspicious. He said they look for conduct, not ethnicity. But he also added that while Chen did get grants and living expenses for his work in China, his motivation was at least partly driven by loyalty to the country where he was born.
But you hear there Lelling acknowledge that there could be a chilling effect on international exchange. How much of a problem is that?
I think it is a problem due to larger factors. The U.S.-China relationship is certainly in worse shape after the trade wars and the sort of fiery rhetoric of the Trump administration. And certainly universities will want to double check conflicts of interest of this kind so that this kind of arrest doesn't happen on their campus going forward. We should say that MIT said that Chen's arrest was, in their word, distressing, but that it takes these federal charges very seriously. I spoke to Ryan Allen, who's a professor at Chapman University in California. He studied China's global academic outreach, and he says it is sad to see that political tensions are having ripple effects in the kind of more open, inquisitive world of higher education.
You know, I think this is a time to engage more. Like, I want to see more exchanges with students and scholars from the United States, and not just us accepting students over here. We should be sending record numbers of students there as well.
Alan told me that from China's point of view, their effort to recruit scholars elsewhere is a kind of necessary step to counter decades worth of brain drain of promising scholars leaving the country and never coming back. But he added that top-tier professors and researchers should probably know well enough not to lie on grant applications, as Chen is accused of doing, and that they should be able to forego a Chinese association or any other foreign government if they're working for the U.S. government.
That's WBUR's education reporter Max Larkin telling us about the arrest of an MIT professor today who's suspected of being involved in what prosecutors say is a Chinese plan to siphon research from universities in America. Thank you, Max.
Thanks, Lisa.
This afternoon, an attorney for MIT professor Gang Chen issued a statement. It says Chen moved to the U.S. over 30 years ago and has dedicated his life to scientific advancement. It goes on to say, quote, he loves the United States and looks forward to vigorously defending these allegations.